Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 11th of January, 2022. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello, hello.
I am glad you're here. You've got some interesting media news for us. Also with me today, against my better judgment, I am reuniting Team Nightmare, Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here, everyone.
I'm glad you're
here. Yes, I was going to introduce myself as, hello, this is the second half of Team Nightmare.
Indeed. And thank you for bringing that energy to the show today. It's going to be that kind of show, kids. I hope you're ready. Charlotte, you have some interesting news for us on the TV Plus front. And the first is some old news and some new news about the first thing we kind of got from TV Plus, and that was the morning show.
Yes. So the morning show is coming back for season three, is the long and short of it. It was initially done on a 2-year deal, but it's come back for season three. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, though, there's going to be a new showrunner called Charlotte Stout.
Okay.
So she's joining and replacing Kerry Erin, who developed The Morning Show and was the showrunner on the first two seasons, mm-hmm. which is kind of interesting. I wonder if we'll see a new direction. As I've said before, I thought season two was kind of messy, so I wonder if the feedback overall wasn't that positive and they've decided to shake things up a bit. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But we obviously don't have a launch date or anything yet, but it is coming back.
Yeah. I was interested to see that there was a new showrunner. And so they decided they were going to continue telling the story, but in some sort of different way. And to my knowledge, we haven't seen anything about why there was a change.
No, it's all been
somebody
done
left
quite.
or like left for a reason or got mad and quit or anything like that. I mean, we don't know.
TV Plus have given Charlotte Stout an overall deal for scripted TV stuff.
Okay.
So they obviously like her and want her on board. So that's how it is. She's worked on things like Homeland and House of Cards.
Okay. So familiar with dramas, familiar with streaming. Mm. I like it. So yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see where that goes. Now, you had another one that was also, at least in my estimation anyway, this is an announcement of a new show that's got some interesting people in it.
Yes, Suspicion is coming to Apple TV Plus on February the 4th of this year. It's going to be an 8-episode drama, and it stars one Uma Thurman. This did make me chuckle, actually. In press releases announcing these things, they often put kind of the name of an actor and then the shows they've been in. Mm-hmm. Or whatever else they've been in. And next to Uma Thurman, the Apple one says, Uma Thurman, brackets Kill Bill, brackets Pulp Fiction, just in case you needed to clarify which Uma Thurman we were talking about. But she plays apparently a prominent New York businesswoman who's kidnapped. And obviously this took me up by, got my attention, because apparently the eye of suspicion quickly falls on four seemingly ordinary British citizens.
Oh ho!
You guys are always scared. Why are we always the criminals in your stuff? What's going on here?
Darth Vader had an English accent, Charlotte.
It's outrageous. Anyway, it's a pretty impressive cast. It's got Elizabeth Henstridge from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Tom Rhys-Harris from White Lies, Ida Gabel from Scorpion, Angela Colby from Dancing on the Edge, Noah Emmerich from The Americans, Georgina Campbell from Black Mirror, and the one I'm most excited about, Kunal Nayar from The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. It did sound like an interesting show from the description. It definitely sounds like something I want to check out. So, yeah. I think
showrunner is Rob Williams, who did The Man in the High Castle.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and it's based on an Israeli series called False Flag. So there we go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Some of the based on stuff is kind of interesting. We didn't talk about this being a topic, but there's a show on TV Plus that I watched called Dr. Brain, which is a Korean drama, and it is super dark and it is super creepy. And I don't know if I've mentioned that it's dark, but it's real dark and it's real creepy. And I was watching one episode and it was getting dark and I realized I should stop watching.
Like, it was, yeah.
It's very, 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 I really, really, really enjoyed watching it. But yeah, it's daytime viewing. Don't watch it at night. Yes. Did you watch it, Charlotte?
No, because it's dark and scary and I live by myself, so no.
Yeah. I did enjoy it though. And it was interesting because in watching it, it says at the beginning, this is presented in its original language. So
yes, yeah.
And
games inspired, I think, is the kind of way it's been dismissed. But yeah,
yeah. But it does. You do. There, it is subtitled. It's not dubbed. It's just subtitled. But it was also. It was really interesting. I thought it was really interesting as a show and liked it.
I think it's got a good reception.
Yeah. Again, dark and creepy, but super, super, super worth watching. Like if that sort of thing is something that you could enjoy, it's really, really well done. I liked it a lot as far as all of that goes. So,
and for more conversations like this, come join me over on Media Plus.
Yes, indeed. Charlotte talks about all of that kind of stuff there, and you should absolutely see it. Check it out. It's a really good show. Charlotte has all kinds of amazing guests over there, and also Kelly. So just so I'm managing this.
Yeah, this week's episode is Kelly and Jeff Butts joining me to talk about audiobooks, so that's cool.
Yeah, the audiobook stuff is pretty interesting too, so we'll get into that. So before we move on to our next topic, where we have some other things to talk about, and first, I want to take a minute and tell you about our sponsor this week, who is Thesis. It's January and you've probably started yourself a new routine, or you're trying to get back into the one you used to have, and Thesis can help you follow through in 2022. Thesis makes personalized supplement formulas based on the science of nootropics, which are natural and powerful ingredients. So you take their 3-minute online quiz and Thesis will help you, will recommend nootropic formulas that have been customized just for you. I've tried them and it's been really helpful with juggling all the things because there's home and work and everything else. And it really helps sort of manage all of that. Over 60,000 busy professionals and even busier parents have used Thesis for better results. And now you can too. Right now, Thesis is offering my listeners 10% off your first starter kit when you visit takethesis.com/TDO. Go to takethesis.com/TDO to take the quiz, discover your unique nootropic combination, and save 10% on your starter kit. That's takethesis.com/TDO. Make sure to use that URL to let them know we sent you. I'd like to thank Thesis for sponsoring the show today. Now, Andrew, you have an interesting article. Apple put out a press release yesterday about App Store earnings for developers.
Yeah, so like you said, Apple put out a very big press release yesterday. Charlotte and I were both able to get out separate stories for this.
Andrew and I spent a long time wading through it.
Yeah, it was. They just sort of dumped all kinds of information all in this one giant press release. This and this and this and this. So it's hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so there it was meant to be a sort of a year in review of 2021. We got a couple hints of what we can look forward to in 2022. What I wrote about, they did share a couple interesting figures, though. Mm-hmm. So one of the things Apple shared is that since the launch of the App Store in 2008, developers have earned over $260 billion selling digital goods and services on the platform.
Wow.
Crazy number.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... every year Apple, like, this number just keeps growing and growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like that, there are entire nations that don't have that kind of economy. Like that's one of the things, and that's part of why Apple points to it every time they get an opportunity to talk about apps or the App Store. What they end up talking about is how much money they've paid out to developers, and it's like, I'm glad to see it, and I think probably everybody knows somebody. Or at least all of us do anyway, know somebody that has an app or two in the App Store, or maybe is a full-time app developer now, and that would not have been an opportunity available to them otherwise. And so some of that is really cool. I also like mm-hmm. when they put out the number, the spending between Christmas and New Year's, when everybody got a new phone and they're sitting home on vacation setting it up or whatever.
Yep. So this year for that, they didn't release specific numbers. The only thing they said was, you know, Apple's App Store customers spent more than ever before between Christmas Eve and New Year's, driving double-digit growth from last year.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it may still be a billion-dollar number.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot. I also thought go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, you're probably going to talk about the next thing that I thought was notable, which was the in-app event stuff that they've done.
I was going to get to that too. What I also wanted to mention, and this is what Charlotte wrote about too, is they said there are now 745 million active subscriptions in the App Store. Both Charlotte and I agreed that the wording they used was a little ambiguous, but both of us assumed that this also includes third-party app subscriptions.
Oh, yeah.
So just as here's a in total figure.
Yeah, like you signed up for Netflix through the app or some such, right?
It took a little bit of digging through the Appleese, but yeah, it's pretty clear they mean any App Store subscription that you do through the App Store. So I have a whole lot, you know, I have a few things that I have just used Apple Pay for via the App Store, and, you know, Apple gets a cut of that. So if that's 745 million paid subscriptions, they're getting a nice, you know, 30% or whatever.
Yeah,
quite a lot.
A taste of that, yeah.
Weird. It's a $2 trillion company, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit more about the subscription piece of this in a minute. They did mention a couple of other things, Andrew, that were notable, I think. One was the in-app events, which is what I was trying to talk about.
So they launched that in October.
Yeah.
These are sort of cards, pop-ups you'll see in the App Store, just letting people know this is what's going on in this app or game. They gave a couple examples, like I think there's maybe game tournaments in Clash Royale, Mario Kart Tour, Pokemon Go as examples. TikTok had something, ESPN had something.
Yeah.
So I also think that's a nice way to let everyone know, here's what's going on. We're trying to still help you with in-app discovery and everything.
And I only played a couple of those. The Mario Kart, it will surprise everyone to know, I was playing Mario Kart and Pokemon Go. And the cards for them were kind of nifty. They weren't obnoxious notifications. And you tap on it and it gives you a little bit, it takes you right to a place in the app that tells you more about the thing they're trying to tell you about. So it was really handy to see, like, this is what's happening. This is what's going on. This is special stuff that's going on as part of this particular thing that we're doing. And they were cool. I did not try the Stranger Things watch party, although that sounds like something I totally would have done. And the ESPN one, like, I'm always kind of interested in what the ESPN one is doing, because it's sort of the same thing everyone else is doing in their games or things like that, but for sports stuff. So I always like to see what the ESPN app is up to. What they've decided is a big enough trend they need to get in on, right? So
And this one's trend was, it was called Man in the Arena Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have no idea what that is, though. Nice. I mean, I know he's a football player, but I have no idea what the, like, if that was a TV show or some special interview event or something. Like, I have no idea what they were promoting with it, but
yeah, so, I can't tell you
about. Yeah,
Charlotte. While on the subject of live sports, can I throw in another one that we have just in this kind of space that we've seen today? Is according to the New York Post, Apple is in some quite serious conversations to air some Major League Baseball games next season. I've picked up on the Apple playing live sports before. We don't need to repeat that conversation here, but there is clearly some movement in that direction, and maybe the kind of live event stuff that Andrew is describing could be also part of that.
We've
got SharePlay, haven't we, already?
Yeah,
you can see the direction of travel, can't you?
Yeah, it's a pretty straight line, and it seems pretty well paved at this point, because like you said, you've written those stories before. You've we've talked here about the other things that have been going on with like Apple's talking to somebody about possibly carrying this particular flavor of live sport, and we've done a few of those, and it never quite goes away, so they're still sort of doing it. And really, at least here anyway, unless you're someone like Andrew who never bothered getting a television, if you have a TV and you have a cable subscription, a lot of people, and I know the plural of anecdote is not data. Hi, John. The anecdata sort of indicates that a lot of people are paying for cable so that they can continue to get live sports live. And that generally means not baseball, because MLB At Bat is a thing where you can sign up and see all of the games that your team plays. And they've made that a pretty reasonably priced option for folks. There's not a whole lot of that going on with other sports, as best I can tell. If that is incorrect, please let me know. Observations at maxserver.com. Because we want to make sure we're talking about it. And I think if Apple is the one that's able to figure out live sports, because so far we don't really have anybody that's doing it sort of for real, I guess, which is not a very good way to describe it, but it's not like, oh, if you want NFL, you go subscribe to Amazon Prime because they have every NFL game and then you can watch them all. Like, we don't have anything like that available already that people can do through a streaming service. Like DirecTV and some of the other cable services have ways that you can watch live sports in a particular way, like watch all of your team's games or whatever, but not anything on a more sort of generic level. Like Saturday afternoon, there's a football game on and I can go watch a football game and I don't care which one it is. I know that to do that, I have to subscribe to TV Plus or whatever. And nobody's solved that yet.
Yeah. I think if Apple can do this, it could be a very big arena for them. Live sports is obviously a big money maker. Mm-hmm. You know, they did have a popular sports program, Ted Lasso. I do not for one second think that the popularity of Ted Lasso is connected with their possible reach into live sports. It's just, I think, a coincidence. I'm sure they've been playing in this for a while. But I think it could also be a happy coincidence. Like, do either of you think that maybe they could market Ted Lasso or use some of the actors to promote their possible live sports broadcasts?
I see no possible world in which that doesn't happen. Let's remember, Ted Lasso was originally a character for an NBC Premier League football advert. Mm-hmm. So I see no way that that doesn't go full circle.
Yeah, there's no way that the character that started as an ad for Premier League soccer here does not continue to be a sports promotional tool. That's just sort of, I just presumed when we heard about live sports, I'm like, oh yeah, Ted Lasso, they must have got football. The question, I guess, for Charlotte would be the only real question for Charlotte is whether or not the live sport on TV Plus would include Chris Kamara. I think that's really the only thing we need to know, right?
Oh, I can't explain the backstory. We don't have time. But
no,
yes, very good.
We don't have to, but...
Well done.
I mean, it's an important question. if you have questions about this, would you sign up for live sports if TV Plus offered it to you? If you would, let us know. Observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter. You can leave comments in the show notes. We love to hear from you, and I would love to do a mailbag episode where I just respond to what people have to tell us. You can also write into us for things when Andrew and I do Security Friday, and we would love to have your feedback on that. So if you get a chance, you can also swing by, leave us a review in the podcatcher review mechanism of your choice. That just helps more people find us and get to have us bring the news to them in an entertaining fashion. So I like to think we're entertaining anyway. At least on Team Nightmare Day, we are.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Grr, so. Team Nightmare. Grr.
Thank you very much to Charlotte and Andrew for coming by today to talk to me. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.